Yeah, I don't have any jokes. I don't have none. I bought chalk. Check my TikTok out for that one. Killed it with the SpongeBob. The song was great. Like, this is a really, really good song. What's going on, beautiful people? How's everybody doing? It's Monday. It don't feel like Monday, but it's Monday. You want to hear it? If shit, my bad. That was my fault. That was my fault. And that was... I'm sorry. I apologize. One day. He killed that. This cable, I'm finger flicking my tabernacle over here, grabbing this stupid cable. Friend zone. It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. That shit was weak. It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? As I forget to look at the camera, my name is Kasabian Live 01. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live 01 show, live from Las Vegas. This is episode 305. Y'all know what time it is. Yeah, I know. They're going to demonetize my shit again. It's all right. My name's Kasabian Live 01. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live 01 show. Episode 305. Best shout out for Big Papa one time. Shout out the air horns for all the birds, because, you know, we love the birds at the Kasabian Live 01 show. Yo, it's a beautiful day. I can't hear myself well, and I think the mic is too loud. But I'm going to turn me up and leave y'all down. Down, 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 down. I'm sensitive. Oh, shit. My bad, y'all. I just got a delivery from Amazon. It's for my son. He got a helmet. Y'all remember last time he called me on FaceTime? My son is 4. He's been doing this shit since he was, like, able to use the iPad. Oh, nope. Helmet here or there. Whatever. So, yeah, my son, like, I don't understand when people are like, oh, you shouldn't let your kid. That's got to stop. It keeps schwanging my way. Is it gravity? I don't like that. People be like, hey, don't let your kids use too much screen time, because if there's too much screen time... Oh, no, hold on.
You shouldn't let your... No, I'm not going to do that.
All right, I'm sorry. Look, you shouldn't let your kids have too much screen time because blah, 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 and yada, yada, and all this other shit. Man, I'm falling apart today. Let me tell you something. That's bullshit. Let your kids use screens and let your kids understand how to work all this and probably learn how to code yourself at this point. For those that are, like, afraid to let their kids use technology, stop hindering their lives. My son can call anybody in my family that has an Apple device, as long as he has their information. He's able to call them, FaceTime them, text them, and he's only 4, and he just turned 4, so he's been doing this for about 3 years now, because the kid's sharp. And why not? That's, like, the future, bro. Hell no. No, that's not it. Because he could run in here right now and show you the iPad and talk to you about the stuff. So, okay, let's talk about my beautiful baby. He learned Amazon. And when I say that he learned Amazon, okay, I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying when I say my son learned Amazon. He went on the website and started looking for toys. If you see right there, see that text? Amazon diecast. Okay, he sent me that. This is from his iPad.
I want a toy, and I want that, and I want that on Amazon, because it's so free, because it's so excited, because it's so,
Okay. So, my son sends me voice messages, my son texts me, my son now knows how to shop online. He's 4. That's why you should let your kids use technology. Yes, all my kids, they're not spoiled. I'm just trying to keep them up to date because that's real. How do I sound? I feel like I'm low. Am I low? But if I turn it up, I feel like I'm blaring. Am I blaring? Or is it just me? Is it because the sound sounds like the sound sounds like this? Why does the sound sound like this? Nobody knows where the sound sounds. Why does the sound sound? Nobody knows. All right, that works. I've been trying to figure out how to get the sound to like balance out between the video and the audio, and it's just not working for me. It really isn't. It's very difficult to comprehend. It's hard live. It is difficult live, y'all. It really is. I feel like now I'm blaring. You see? ¿Tuviste? Oh, eso lo que era. Mira este stupid dummy que no le dio al botón bien. Este jodido. Wow, I'm so sorry, everybody. Man, let me send a gunshot one time for Big Papa. All right, my bad. But yeah, that's my son is fucking awesome, man. That kid is so sharp, bro. So sharp. I love that guy. Love him. And those are like the wonderful messages that I wake up to with my beautiful baby just sending me things. So let your kids use iPads and shit. Today we'll be talking about Tory Lanez again, but it's real estate based, and I'm curious, so I want to talk about it because I have a theory. It might be all bullshit, but I still have a theory. Let's talk about Tesla's new flight mode. Apparently, Elon over the weekend came up with a brand new, basically a brand new setting for your Tesla. We'll get into that. Also, Idris Elba, hold on. Bust a shot for Idris Elba just because he's rapping. And I think it's dope. I'm not a hater. Okay, I'm a hater. I hate like shit. I hate all the time. But deadass, Idris rapping is a fuck. It's cheating. It doesn't even count. He has like an accent, love. So it's like everything he says sounds like a rap. Even if he talks about nothing but crap. And it's like, it's... why is Idris allowed to do the... because he's not saying nothing. Yeah, I pull up in the car and it's black. See me in the club and you know, black. Look at me with my hat. Bach. I'm gonna get this drink. Walk. But his accent is cheating. It's like when like Jamaican rappers start rapping and we don't know what the fuck they're saying. Like, you really know what Sean Paul is saying? Just give me the light. Y'all bullshitting. Like, let me tell you something. Nobody knew what the fuck Sean Paul was saying. Nobody knew what the fuck Shaggy was saying. And when Idris gets on, he does this thing because he's a handsome motherfucker. He gets away with it. But he should not be allowed to rap. Let's talk about Meg suing her label. Not too much to talk about in there, but we'll definitely get into that because Tory and Meg run the fucking news cycle. I got a great story for the end of the show. It's only one story that we're reading today, and that's about Manhattan wanting to grow by adding reclaimed land and getting bigger. I've heard some stupid shit. This one takes the cake. I promise you, the idea that anybody would even insist on adding land to New York, the place where over 500,000 people are on housing and can't afford to live there. You know that place? The place that honestly is probably one of the most expensive places in the world to live. You want to make that tiny little city bigger, and not even the city, just Manhattan bigger. We'll get into my disgust as to why I feel the way I feel about that, because I'm gonna be honest with you, just 1,000. I don't understand the fucking obsession with staying there. Get the fuck, if 500,000 of you can't afford to be there, it's time to go. 60% of the country, let me just stop. Let's get into the rest of this. Oh, so there's this TikToker, Michael Mendita. Maldita sea lo que es. Este Michael, es un yo. There's a video of this little boy, and if you see him, you would go, wow, that's a pretty little boy. Pause. He's like 18 or some shit, so I don't mean it in that fashion at all. He just has like really clear eyes. Like, he looks like my son. Real handsome motherfucker, like one of them sugars. You know what I'm saying? And he's punching a little girl in the face badly. We'll talk about that. But like I said, when you see him, you're like, no, he wouldn't do that because he's like a nice little kid. No, this kid's a fucking terror. Terror. That's for his mama and his daddy. Kanye's not performing at the Grammys. Van Lathan, I'm gonna get into Van Lathan. Matter of fact, let's get into Van Lathan right now. Van Lathan was on See the Thing Is podcast. Van Lathan's description of Colin Kaepernick is disgusting. He tried to make it seem as if Colin Kaepernick is a martyr for what he did by saying that Colin, his life's work has been football, and by him sacrificing football, that was his sacrifice for nothing. He did nothing. He did shit. He's not a martyr. He's a moron. He didn't sacrifice football. Football got rid of his punk ass and told his ass to go work a job. There's a video of a football player that's trying out in front of scouts, coaches. There's cameras everywhere. He literally like breaks his fucking leg and everybody just goes, all right, bro, watch out. They pick up the ball and they scooch him off. Are you surprised? You're here to work. If your body breaks, get the fuck out of here with your feeble ass bones. We don't want you in the NFL. We need unbreakable players. So crawl your ass the fuck out of here. What did you expect from the NFL? It's a multi-billion, ba-billion dollar business. We don't give a shit about your weak ass ankles. If you get hurt here, you can take that shit and go home. Colin Kaepernick could not hang in the NFL today. He couldn't even hang in the NFL then. That's why he was a second string. I don't even know shit about sports, but I'm going to tell you this. Them new boys beat the shit. Bro, toss him up. And again, why does somebody that compares the NFL to slavery want to be there so fucking bad? Did you not think, oh, I don't know what's wrong with my do-rag, but it keeps on running, so I'm going to keep on pulling on it. So, again, what's the obsession with wanting to play for some? He's like the girlfriend or the boyfriend that gets mad at the girlfriend. You know when he starts doing this shit? Hold on.
Babe, pick up the phone. I love you. Please pick up the phone. And then he
calls back and he's like,
you know what? I fucking hate you. You're such a stupid fucking bitch. I can't stand you.
And then he calls back again and he's like,
oh my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't even mean any of that. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I swear to God, I love you. You're everything to me. That's
Colin Kaepernick with the NFL. I promise you to God. What is wrong with the fucking light? Hold on, y'all. 2 seconds, because the light is tripping. Hold on. It's on the jib. You got to get it off the fucking jib. It's going to swing and, like, hit me in the fucking face. My bad. Hey, y'all. Hey, that's why nobody sees your comment. So, anyway, shut your face. I'm not here. That's for Dana. Shut up, Dana. Anyway, I don't get it. I don't get it. And Van Lathan caping for him was probably the corniest shit I ever seen. Because Colin Kaepernick did shit. Like, that's why Jay said, we're done with the protesting. It's time to get shit done. Yes, time to get shit done. It's been 5 years. Kaepernick puts out a post. For the past 5 years, I've been training so hard to come out here for an opportunity. The fuck are you talking about? You just put out a whole Netflix special in which I'm 35. He's 35. But in his Netflix special, he was a teenager in the 1960s when slavery had just finished. This dude literally became a 35-year-old during the 90s and the fucking 2000s when, yeah, there was a lot of discrimination and a lot of hate. But if you saw the way that he fucking portrayed it, yo, in his goddamn Netflix special, that was disgusting. He made it seem like the parents that adopted him didn't like him because he was black. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Because of his stepdad is why he's even in the NFL. Oh, man, that shit's crazy. He ain't calling shit. We ain't got no phone. The calling special costs. And Dana, get your ass down. Yo, Van, you're bugging, yo. And you know what? Bridget was right. So I'm going to give that one to Loner. Loner, even though you tell me that I'm not the nicest to the queens, I'm going to give him that. All right? That was Bridget talked her shit. I'm proud of Bridget. I'm very proud of Bridget. She did her thing. All right. I don't know. It just pisses me off because, like, he had an opportunity to really make a change. The fucking jib. He had an opportunity to make a change and he didn't. And it's upsetting. Oh, yeah, my baby wanted me to. Okay. Let's get into story time. I got another story before we continue. Yo, Maury was canceled. That's crazy. Groups of Americans that went to Ukraine don't have any weapons, but they're still over there. Let's get an update on those brothers and the friend that murdered the stepdad that assaulted their sister. I have an update. I have a really good update. And I mean, yeah, I don't know how to like add the videos live. So when I get like a better producer that doesn't do music and we have like a TV producer on set, I hope that they can add the videos live. Hold on. Dana, Bridget has a podcast and people watch her because they appreciate her opinion. You just talking shit. Like, that's not an opinion. You just talking shit. So Bridget Kelly is like, she's a very talented singer. I love Bridget. as a singer, as a podcaster too, but more as a singer. You're just being you though. But I mean, I'm here. I'll give you an air horn. Air horn for Dana. Dana, share the shit in your groups. Sorry, y'all, talking in the chat. All right. So I got into working out very early. And as you can tell, I'm out of working out. My fat ass then gave the fuck up. Okay, I haven't given up, but I'm just not where I used to be. Okay, and I can admit that. I understand. I understand when I've fallen off, and I'm back on my journey. But I want to tell a hilarious story about when my grandmother and my mother thought I was doing steroids, and it was hilarious. I wish my mom was watching because it was the funniest shit ever. I'm gonna do the voice thing. Okay, so I get home. I was working out. Fucking get home, plop myself on the bed. And when I get into my room, this is what I see. This is my grandma. She's facing that way. Sorry if my neck ain't lined up. Hold on. This is what my grandma did. I swear to God, my grandma was so fucking dramatic. You want to know why I'm dramatic? Because my grandmother was dramatic. This is what my grandma did.
Casi. ¿Qué es esto? Tú estás haciendo esteroide. Yo, hold on.
I swear to God. I had tooth whitening needles in the tray, and it kind of looked like this little tripod. And when my grandma turned around,
¿tú te estás metiendo esto? Dime, cabrón, dime, ¿tú te estás metiendo esto?
Yo, and my mom stands there on the back step. She's like, I can't believe you're doing steroids, son. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Bro, I'm dead. My mom can read English. My grandmother's from Puerto Rico. She can read English. She can speak it. She can write it. They could have read it. It said Colgate, whitening gel. But she held it like if it was like a crack pipe. She's like, ay, bendito, mira, mi nene está haciendo esteroide, yo sabía. Yo, so fucking, dog, I sat there on my bed. I'm like, can y'all get the fuck out of my room? Can y'all get the fuck out of my room? And my grandma just looked at me and she was like,
esto es para los dientes. What's it?
Yeah, grandma, it's for my teeth.
¿Y dónde tú te metes esto?
Again, she thought I was sticking it in something. I'm like, no, they're needles because they go in trays. Grandma, you just put them in my fucking, ask my mom. Again. What the fuck? Yo, they approached me. Like I swear to God, like, they were talking to me like if I was doing crack. Like, I walked into the room. I was like, what is all this drama for some bullshit? That's why I'm so dramatic, you see? I swear. That's why. So I think this was great. I was reading this story about all these Americans that went over to Ukraine and they have no weapons, no helmets, no uniforms, no nothing. First and foremost, do not, and I repeat, do not get into other people's business. If I can give you one word of advice, mind your fucking business. Dude is a security guard for Family Dollar and went overseas to Ukraine. No gun, no training, no nothing. He was like, yeah, I got a CPR license, but if they don't want me to be in the medical, excuse me, in the medical side, I'll be a sniper. One shot for him. He was a security guard at Family Dollar. How the fuck did he make it all the way to Ukraine? How the fuck did he make it in life this far, thinking that he could be a goddamn sniper when the war popped off overseas? Fight for your country, dog. You'd do better if you would have joined the army here. You could have went and got an education in engineering or something and created something amazing. Instead, you're fucking off your life overseas for what? I get it. It's honorable, I guess. If you're from there, your family's from there. If you're just some American dude from fucking Alabama and you want to get all fucking rowdy and bowdy with your fucking guns, first off, go hunt and make money off of it. And second off, just enlist and maybe have some structure in your fucking life and meet men that can put you in your place. That's all I'm saying. I just find that shit weird. Like, I read the whole thing and I was like, wow, so Ukraine is just letting motherfuckers over here fight for them? That's crazy. Bitch. Stop moving. Shit.
A few moments later.
I can't find a song to put in between the fucking the gaps. All right. this video is going crazy of that Tesla that jumped the, I don't know what the fuck, that's like a hump in LA. And apparently they've jumped cars there before. He went ape shit. Like, he overdid it by a long shot. Like, he fucked that one up. Literally, nobody told him to do that. So he jumps, smashes the cars, mad people everywhere filming this shit, by the way, too. So it wasn't like, oh, I'm just here by myself, my buddies playing fucking touch peepee holes. Apparently the dude shows up and was like, yo, I'm going to jump that shit like Dobrik did and just mash the gas. And you saw the, I mean, it's everywhere. I don't even, I think I saw probably one of the first videos because I was up fucking around on the internet and it came across my feed and I was like, wow, that is fucking hilarious. It's a new mode in Tesla. Elon talked about it. He said, don't use it. The kid fucking launched. Let me tell you something. I'm impressed at how far the fucking thing flew. A little heavy in the front, for especially for a vehicle without motor in the front. It was real heavy in the front. It was almost like he should have let off and then gunned it at the end to kind of get the ass to go up. Just didn't work out that well for him. The dude mashed the fucking car into pieces. A rental car that wasn't even his, and crashed into a few cars in the street. One of the neighbors was woken up out of his sleep, obviously to the loud crash of the floating fucking Tesla that slammed into his Subaru. The guy goes, bro, they fucked up my car. I don't even know what the fuck is going on. I come outside, they getting out of the Tesla and jumping into other cars and dipping. This is amazing to me. How can this be a thing? It's a Tesla. There's cameras all over it. Y'all don't got no footage of this shit. First off, the jump had to look amazing on the Tesla cameras, on the Sentry mode or whatever the fuck. I'm sure they saw something. Can somebody just dig up the fucking footage? Don't jump your Teslas. Be smart. Don't be a dummy. A bozo. Is that the word that you would use? Bozo? Is bozo the proper pronunciation? I don't fucking know what to use. So, the Grammys are not allowing Kanye to perform because of his actions taken towards his ex-wife and his ex-wife's boyfriend. I don't know what's going on. I don't like the shit. And you know what? Kanye, fuck him. Do something better. None of his music is going to be nominated anywhere for the new album. What's the point of dealing with the machine? The machine don't want to fuck with you. I think Kanye put on better shows without them. I think Kanye could put on a better lineup than the Grammys and make it more memorable. So, oh, my bad. I could just see the fucking do-rag moving. And I don't know. Maybe it's the way that I tied it. Hold on. Oh, we'll do this shit right. I ain't tripping. We can stop the show and start this shit all over again. I don't give a fuck. Bust a shot for Big Papa. Yo, we in here. Air horn for the birds. Kanye. Yeah, I just don't want, it's just, there's no point, man. I don't buy it. I just want Kanye to be safe, be healthy. So I'm in real estate and I see that Tory Lanez condo, the one where he's the video infamously of him running around working out because the penthouse had a panoramic fucking balcony at the top floor. And that's where he started the infamous quarantine radio. Man. I can't make that go faster, but that's where he started the quarantine radio with that me's, and it went up for foreclosure. I don't know how he purchased the property, but it was a balloon payment of $1.2 million that was due in December that was never paid. So the house, well, the penthouse is now in foreclosure. I'm curious, does this have something to do with the Meg Thee Stallion case? The only reason, I wish I did have that Why Do You Love Birds drop, because it's me. Why do I love birds? Because the birds are so much fun. That's a shot for the birds. We love the birds here. I wonder if it has something to do with this case, because he is here on a work visa. He's not even here. He's not a citizen of America. If you didn't know, Tory Lanez is a Canadian. Okay. Tory got his name from Notorious B.I.G. Don't ask me how, but I know this information for no goddamn reason. I don't even like Tory Lanez as a person. I think he's an asshole. I like him more now. I've always loved his music. I think he's a phenomenal artist. I just saw him playing basketball one time. And then, like, he got slammed into, like, a fucking fence. And I was like, don't let him do that. Hit him back. Or somebody help him and hit him. I just don't know who he was playing basketball with. But, like, they bullied him. And I felt bad. Then his boy was getting into a fight at the club. And this little motherfucker comes flying across the screen with this giant rainbow kick that did nothing. And then he gassed himself out. And I was just like, you're such an asshole. Like, you could have held your dude down. Why don't you come up and, like, kick the dude in the fucking ankle while your boy two-pieced him or something? Like, when you short, you got to play your role. And if you can't fight, just stay at the camera, dog. Just don't do it on camera. That's all. I want to like you. Pause. Not like that. I'm just saying. I like your music. Loner likes your shit too. That's the only reason we played your song today. I hope you're not going through visa issues. I think it's bullshit. I stand on the side of truth for Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion. And speaking of Meg Thee Stallion, let's bust a shot for Meg Thee Stallion, which has debuted 17 albums and none of them have been good yet. And I'm not joking. She continuously puts out debut albums and never just she's put out like 7 albums and they've all been debuts and none of them have gone number one like she wanted to, and the sales aren't where they want to be. Now, she's been trying to get to Roc Nation. This has been a huge point of contention between her and her former label, or the label that she is signed to. I should correct myself. She's still signed to that label. As a matter of fact, this label is now suing her for one more album, in which they are deserved of that one more album. People always seem to forget that when these labels pick you up and they spend all that money on you, they got to recoup their money. Just because you met Jay-Z and you're over there shaking hands with Jay and all them and you might be managed by them, that doesn't mean that Jay can just steal you from this fucking label in your contract. Now, buy it out. Excuse me, do it the right way. Like, it seems like Jay-Z and Roc Nation do this shit a lot. But what people seem to forget is, like, you get into the club and you're not necessarily at the same level as a Jay-Z and Beyonce that's been making those demands. I think it's a wrap for her. Just I'm gonna keep it a buck. It's curtains. She's gonna put out that next album. They're gonna call it another debut and it's just gonna flop again. That's all it is. I don't give a fuck how many platinum records you get. Your singles go crazy. The albums go. And that's. Do I have one of those? I don't got one of those. Nope. No, we don't got nothing for that. But either way, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Them albums are not good and y'all know they're not good and we're not gonna even debate that. Talked about Van Lathan. I talk about that. Talk about those guys going to Ukraine. Okay. Let's talk about the swimmer.
A few moments later.
My daughter played soccer in an all-girls soccer league for school, in which, as a parent, I thought it was just going to be all girls. I didn't realize that we would have transgender students playing as well. I don't have an issue with transgender students. I don't have an issue with transgender people, period. I want everybody to be able to live and coexist as best we can. When it comes to sports, it's very, very touchy. Now, the child was twice the size of my daughter. And this, I'm not exaggerating. Like, this kid was very big. Wider shoulders, stronger kicks, and very aggressive towards the other girls. None of the girls in the entire league could get the ball from one side of the field to the other. None of them. You hear me? Not one. We had like kids that had been playing for quite some time and they just didn't have the strength. Like 9-year-olds and 8-year-olds can't necessarily boot the ball. I'm not saying they can't, but for the most part, every single team that we saw and played with, kicks were about 5 to 10 feet. Not this kid. This kid booted the fuck out of that ball. Clear across the field, not only clear across the field, past the field. Then we're told, no. She's going to be the goalie. But they never referred to the child as a she. Although this is an all girls league, this child seemingly was there as a boy. There was no parents around. I got into it with another parent because the child aggressively attacked and posted on one of the other girls. The girls weren't playing that rough. They were 8 and 9. Like, they were barely even hitting the ball hard or aggressively towards each other. They were just more having fun. Not this kid. This kid was out for fucking blood. This shit looked like kicking and screaming with Will Ferrell. You know, get the Italians. It was shit like that. Like, the kid was a mon. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm sure this kid has a great future in soccer. Just not with these little kids playing with him. I don't know if it was an age difference. Like, maybe he should play with or the child, because I'm not sure. Again, this was just kind of thrown at us. And if we agree to one thing and you start something else, like, then you understand my concern, especially because it's a huge size difference, a weight difference, strength difference, and way too much aggression for what was going on. I have a friend that has a transgender child. So I understand what she goes through as a mother with her child. And if I had to deal with it, then, you know, I would approach it in the same fashion as she is. I don't think she's doing anything wrong. I don't think anybody's doing anything wrong when they have their child and their child wants, you know, or is different. You know, every child's wants and needs vary. Every child is unique and things like this do occur. When it comes to sports, I don't know how we regulate this. I'm not okay with it. I can't. the male to female transition is very sketchy when it comes to sports. The female swimmer that came in first place, broke all the records, was 462 as a man. And now that she has transitioned, she is now number one. There was a runner, same story. Probably it was dead last when he first started, transitioned, broke every world record. Caitlyn Jenner speaks up, they chop her down. It's a disgrace to the sport. It's just not okay. It's so new that you would actually need to start a league for just transgender folks to have equal playing fields. I'm not a scientist, but I know that there's differences in our bodies, and it's difficult for me to think that someone that was 462 is now first place. Like, what are we doing? I wasn't okay with what was happening because my daughter lost. First off, it was a championship game. Her team was doing very well. And then we got blown out by the Kicking and Screaming cast. And we just have to take it. It's not fair for parents on both sides of this. One parent wants their child to have a good time. The other parent wants their child to have a good time. Who's in the wrong? Nobody's in the wrong. But because this is so new, we have to understand that when things are new, we have to take steps and processes to have, you know, things situated. We can't just say this is a thing over fucking night and we're just going to do it. I'm sorry. It's not okay because kids are getting hurt. Why did my daughter have to lose out on her championship game? Because your child is different. So your child dominated the entire season. I don't find that fair. Why couldn't your child? Like, I don't find it fair. I don't find it fair. It's not fair. There's a reason why they have girl teams, boy teams, and I don't have a problem with having trans teams. And then you can have trans girls and trans boy teams. That's it. Sorry. That's the easiest way to do it so that it's fair. How's it not fair? I don't know any other way. I think you should play. It's like, it's so difficult, especially when it comes to kids. And as a parent, I had to speak on it. It was hard for me to even comprehend how do you handle it? I don't want to hurt no kid's feelings. I don't want to hurt a parent's feelings that's going through that. I don't understand what that's like. And I know that as a parent, it's hard enough being a fucking parent, and let alone your kid is different. What do you do? I'm asking as a parent that was, one, concerned, a parent that has sympathy and empathy for everything you're going through. Trust me, I don't want no one to have a hard time raising their kids. I had a son, very aggressive, and caused a whole lot of mischief. It was not easy in school. I was defending that kid all the time. Love my baby. Don't you ever talk about my baby. Trust me, I know what it's like to have a difficult child or a different child, because they treated my son like he was different. There was nothing wrong with my son. He was just a little too hype for these motherfuckers. That's all. I live in an affluent neighborhood, so then I used to being heard no, and then I used to a little baby that wants to do what the fuck he want to do. I feel bad. I don't think it's okay. I don't think it's to discriminate against kids. No. I think though that we should have categories. Should just be placed properly. And if you want equality, then this is where it gets really sketchy. Because Joe Rogan always says this thing. When he goes, gender is not a thing, he goes, then when you go buy a puppy, if you want a boy puppy and you get a girl puppy, you can't be upset. It's kind of where this lands, right? Like, if it's like, I don't know. There's smarter minds that can handle this. I'm not making fun of this swimmer. No, not at all. I just think that as a male swimmer, you are hot garbage. And now that you've transitioned, there's some type of disadvantage here. Nobody's talking about it. Isn't this almost like steroids at this point? Like, how could someone go from being so bad to so good because of a gender change? That's what I don't understand. Like, there's in sports. There shouldn't be, maybe there should be like a gender neutral sport category. That'd be dope. Hey, dude, like basketball players can play with girls. There might be some girls out there. I know I watch videos of girls that play ball and they could dust dudes. Or baseball, women could play, shit, football. If you want to do it, go for it. That's more my my stance, right? If it's something you're willing to do, sign up, go. But to disrupt what's already there, that's not equal to me. And it's not fair to me either. I don't find that fair because this is something different. We should treat it as something different. The equality comes in how we treat you afterwards. But I mean, I think this is a subcategory of life. We're not going to treat you like a bad person. Like, we're not going to treat you different because you play in a different league, right? That's like people that play in the D league and people that play in the C league and in the majors. Like, there's levels to this shit. That's all. There's levels. And I just wanted to be fair. That's it. I see a lot of shit going around. There's a lot of clowning and a lot of making fun. Don't make fun, bro. People go through shit all the time, but we need a better solution for this. We really do. We really do. We really do.
A few moments later.
They're canceling Murray. I can't believe it. He's been on for 31 years or 31 seasons. I don't know what that equals in years. I think it's like dog years and shit. He's been on TV for like my whole life, your whole life. And then, you know, Murray was just your typical talk show host. And then he came up with this whole DNA shit and finding out who the daddy was. Took off. Iconic. Unforgettable. Murray Popich is an icon in daytime television and an icon in millennials, Gen Xers, I think even Gen Zers. And who are those old motherfuckers? The boomers? Boomers too. Maury's a staple. Now, in the news of Maury getting canceled, Nick Cannon's show got canceled too. They don't like Nick no more. Nick fucked up. There's just certain things. You see, there's certain things you can't do. There's just certain things you can't do. You really can't. But I feel bad for Murray. I'm sure he'll do some shit on like TikTok or Facebook and get paid crazy bread. So here's our...
A few moments later.
I think that's a solid transition. But here's our update from the two brothers and a friend that murdered the stepdad for assaulting their baby sister. So a couple of updates on the father. He was actually on the lam for another child that he touched from another state. That might be made up, but that was the word that was what I read. And then it kept going and there was more to it. I guess this guy had been eluding and evading the police for a long time. And there's been a bunch of shit going on with him and children. By the time that these boys found out what was going on, I think it was 12 years removed from his last case. So they were just doing good police work. Yes, they beat him a couple times, left him in the field, and people seem to have an issue with how that went about. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think that these kids are going to go on a rampage and kill everybody. I think these kids were upset that this man took advantage of their baby sister, and they handled it the best way they could. Although they do need help, I don't think they need to be in jail for the rest of their life or killed in jail. Their bond or their bail was, what, $1 million a pop? They've dropped it to 150, and that's cool. You could drop the bail. I mean, maybe bond them out and maybe get a better attorney. But at this point, it just doesn't make any sense. Are the police going to stand up and say these kids are a good thing? Even though it was bad, it was good. We have to stop with this bullshit of just living by this square ass book. Like, we got to stop. Yeah, it was bad, but was it bad? So what are you going to do? Let this motherfucker go around and fuck some more kids and ruin their fucking lives? What's wrong with you? Like, that's the shit that drives me crazy, bro. Why the fuck is he out of jail? Why the fuck wouldn't you catch him? It took these kids to stop this fucking animal. Let's talk about another fucking nasty piece of shit. You know what? Hold on. You know who's a nasty piece? Congress right now. The fact that Congress gave themselves a raise and motherfuckers are taking loans out to borrow gas and make payments on their fucking gas is probably the most disgusting shit that I've ever seen in my 35 years. I don't give a fuck how old I am. I ain't never seen no shit like this where you gotta borrow money for gas and the government gives themselves a fucking raise. Bro, that's why they were saying that the economy's doing so good. That's why Biden kept on saying he was adding all these jobs and they did all this great shit just to pad their pockets. Like I always say, everybody in Congress should make $15 an hour. Nancy Pelosi should be ashamed of herself. She has the highest population of homelessness in her state. She's a fucking crook. You've stolen money. You don't deserve any of this money. You're a public servant. You should be living in a fucking apartment in downtown LA in front of all those people and face them and then tell them why they can't fucking get a home. There's no real work for them and no sustenance for them because you fucking took it all. Y'all got raises? Go fuck yourselves, yo. Get out of here, bro. Fuck out of here, yo. Are you crazy? People are struggling. Crime is up. Bills are up. Gas, food. Life is down. Quality of life is super down. Even the birds aren't doing bird shit no more. Y'all wild, yo. America is great. It's them goofy ass white people that fuck it up. It was set up so that it wouldn't run this way. This is not how it's supposed to be. I hate when people say that shit because it's not America. You can't blame the system. The shit was built in a certain way. It should work. These motherfuckers are 80 years old. I don't give a fuck what your opinion is on anything. You're 80. You're supposed to be dead already. Why are we listening to anything they say? They old as shit and they really have no knowledge as to anything that's going on. They're about to fuck up crypto. Keep paying attention. They're going to ruin crypto. They really will. Okay. Where was I? Am I talking about, we talked about the Tesla. We talked about Tory. We talked about Idris, Meg. Now we're going to talk about Manhattan. Oh yeah. Michael Mendita. Yo, what a cocksucker this kid is. So this little pretty boy TikToker that I don't know what the fuck he does. He just got real pretty ass eyes. He looks like my son, just prettier. And I keep calling him pretty because he's pretty as fuck. He's a sugar. And if you know fighting, you know what I'm talking about, right? There's a video of him packing out a girl at a quinceañera. Packing out a girl in a quinceañera. A lot of people were trying to defend him, say, no, it's not him. It was him. Apparently, he was drunk. He's 16. He's not even old enough to drink. He was drunk. The girl said some racist shit. Nah, bro. This is not okay. Not okay. You don't just fucking beat up. And it wasn't like, oh, they pushed. No. Like, he was like packing her fucking face out. I hope she has brothers, dads, uncles, homies, and they find this little boy and beat this. Okay, no. Let me not say that. My bad. I'll retract that statement. I'm sorry. It's heat of the moment, y'all. This little boy was punching that girl in the face as hard as he fucking could. And then had the nerve to get on a FaceTime with his homeboy and say, oh my God, my life is ruined, fool. My mom's going to take my phone away. And I can't believe that the shit's on tape because I thought they were my friends. Apparently, his little pussy ass homeboys were having a problem with Shorty. So he goes in to save his boys. His fucking boys. Where the fuck do we live that this shit is happening? What? Bro, why ain't nobody kick his teeth? I'm sorry.
A few moments later.
That's some real pussy ass shit going on. I'm going to tell you that. Real pussy ass shit going on. That one's hard. So let's get into today's one story about how this amazing professor at Rutgers has a solution for fixing New York. It's from Denzi. I had to Google it because it was so much bullshit that nobody could fucking tell me anything about it. But anyway, Rutgers professor Jason Bars proposed adding 1,760 acres of reclaimed land named New Manhattan to the tip of Old Manhattan to provide housing and combat climate change. Holy enda. Let's think about what we just read. Together, we'll unpack this shit because I think this is great. The United States is about 70% undeveloped, and that's like livable land. I don't think they count mountains and shit. So we just, even fucking Nevada has tons of fucking land. Alabama, Tuscaloosa, all these fucking places. Tennessee, New Orleans. Get your ass to Texas. Get your ass to Florida. Go anywhere. Get the fuck out of New York. I can't. The city has over 500,000 people in housing. You should not live in New York City. Get out. It's a fucking trap. They're stealing your money. You're ruining your life. It ain't worth it. You don't even go to the fucking beach. What you live in New York for? I love when people be like, oh, I want to live by the water. I live in New York. I didn't see the Statue of Liberty for shit. Y'all don't even go to the Statue of Liberty. The fuck you mean you want to be in New York? Y'all go to the beach? Y'all go to Orchard Beach? No. Y'all be at the house? Miserable. Leave New York. Stop the bullshit. You want to add land to build more crammed up houses. Probably the worst housing in America. The only part of New York that has great housing is in Manhattan, in the city. It's like all the updated fancy shit. Brooklyn got some dope shit. I think Queens got a couple new towers. Shit, even the Bronx got a couple of towers. Okay, so most of New York got some new shit. But for the majority of New York City, everybody's living in fucking filth and 100-year-old buildings, crammed the fuck up with no room to live, breathe, or grow. So instead of, hey, how about we relocate people and help them expand their fucking horizons? Let's build more fucking land here and add more goddamn housing apartments. New Manhattan can solve two major crises in New York City. Barr argues that the extension to Manhattan would incorporate Governor's Island. Oh, that's crazy. Would help rebuild resilience to the threat of rising sea levels. It would protect vulnerable areas and beat. He thinks he's fucking Captain fucking Planet. Hold on. No, this guy. Hold on. This is great. They're going to protect vulnerable areas with designated wetlands and marshes. Because that's what they need in New York City, right? In the perimeter to absorb from storms. So they're just going to build a bunch of extra shit that's not even indigenous to New York City just to protect them from some shit that they don't even know is going to happen. It's all made up. The 1,760 acres of new land bound to the Hudson and the East River would also provide 180,000 new homes that could house 247,000 people. Over 500,000 people in New York City are on housing. Housing. Government paid. The goal of New Manhattan is to help solve two major crises in New York City. You already said that shit. First, this is the ever-looming problem of storm surges and flooding due to climate change. No, it's not. If the water comes to your feet, it's time for you to move. Just get the fuck out. Second, it is that New York needs more housing. New York needs more housing. What the fuck are we... New York needs more housing. That's what New York needs. And so New York's median income is 100 grand. Y'all should stop. Just fucking stop. Does anybody from New York even live in New York anymore? Like, the people that are there are stuck. I'm convinced. Y'all are stuck. Half the Bronx, or more than half the Bronx, lives in Atlanta. Everybody from Long Island and Jersey went down to Florida. Some are in LA, Texas. But who the fuck lives in New York? It's people from everywhere else in the world. Y'all know there's more places to be. I'm telling my shit is half the motherfuckers there don't even enjoy the whole shit. You can't. You working all day in a fucking building to go sleep in a fucking building. It's terrible living. Terrible fucking. Watch, you go, I'm from New York. Yeah, I know. Me too. But now what? I like Vegas a lot better. And I can fly anywhere all the fucking time. That's crazy. This shit drives me insane. You spent your time coming up with this cockamamie. It's a cockamamie fucking plan. Cockamamie fucking plan. You're not helping supply issues. You have an economic issue. You have a housing issue due to people not having money. You have rent control that has ruined your economy. You have housing. You have the poverty in New York could be solved by relocation fees. It really could be. That's New York's issue. Like the California issue, very easy to realize what's going on in California. The housing in California is insane. And it's not just the housing, it's the overregulation in California that ruins the life there. This idea of taking and giving. You can't trust the government to take money from one person and give to the other. That's not how life works. That's not it. You're supposed to just earn through fucking work, selling goods, but not from the government just reallocating other people's money. And California loves to do that bullshit. California loves to, we're going to take all the money and give it to y'all. There's 100,000 homeless people in California. Like I said, Nancy Pelosi, go suck on rocks. And yo, anybody in New York that thinks that adding more fucking land, and what are we going to do with that piece of shit? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Another fuck, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. This is crazy. There's kids that need better education. What we have in this country is a problem with education. We have a fucking plethora of stupid motherfuckers. And we're talking not only right now, we got about 60 years worth of dumbass motherfuckers coming, bro. From back to front, dumb as shit. This country has failed everyone. Yo, massively. If your kids are in school today, I hope you're teaching them how to make money outside of that shit, because none of it applies today. None of it. The teachers are too behind. The teachers are too young. The curriculum is old as fuck. iPhone has literally solved everything for our kids. Apple has already fixed that. Your kids should be learning how to do coding. Your kids should be learning how to speak other languages. Your kids should learn economics. Your kids should learn credit. Learn how to borrow. Borrow what the fuck up. Do what the white folks do. Borrow your shit. Borrow it up. You never spend your money. Live accordingly. Don't spend your shit. Borrow it. Trust me, and the better your credit is, easier life gets. Fuck working hard. Biggest mistake ever. Biggest mistake ever. But that's the problem. They do want us to be stupid. Unfortunately, it's worked already. It's not that they want us to be stupid. We are stupid. From the TikTok, from TV, from wanting to be rappers and sports players, they got us. They never taught us credit. They never taught us about taxes. They never taught us about property tax. They never taught us about owning any type of property. They never taught us about opening businesses. They always lightly touch on things. But for the majority, what they want you to do is go clock in. Damn, man, my chest starting to hurt. Let me stop. I go to my doctor on Thursday. They played us. Man, my chest hurts, y'all. I'm gonna take a break. We done for the day. That was it. That New York story blew my fucking mind. Yeah, me too, bro. I don't think I'm ready to kick the bucket, man. I want to live. I got some more years in me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you're gonna make me get upset. All right, y'all. That's today's show. My name is Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. Wine.